Hello and welcome to the Adastra podcast. My name is Mark Cahoot, and I lead the North American governance practice for Adastra, a global data, AI, and cloud systems integrator. We're coming to you today from Atlanta at the occasion of FabCon 2026. And joining me today in our Atlanta studio is Justin Rister, Senior Cloud and AI Specialist at Microsoft. Justin works closely with enterprise leaders to help them simplify complex analytics environments and unlock the full potential of their data through Microsoft's cloud and AI platforms. In his role, Justin helps organizations rethink how their data analytics and AI strategies come together, enabling them to move from fragmented insights to a more unified 360-degree view of their business. He spends much of his time working directly with executives, guiding conversations around modern analytics architectures, AI adoption, and how platforms like Microsoft Fabric can help organizations move faster and make smarter decisions. Justin, great to have you here. Thanks for taking the time and welcome to the podcast.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
We're excited to have you. Let's start with a little bit of you telling us a bit of yourself and about your journey into the world of cloud and AI.
Yeah, absolutely. So my journey started probably about 10 years ago. I worked prior to Microsoft, worked for an organization that had, like most organizations, if not all organizations, a lot of data scattered all over the place. And I actually didn't start my journey out on the IT side of things. Okay. I started out on the business side. So I was a business analyst that was just trying to help the organization really leverage their data, bring their data together, and get the insights that were meaningful
to
the business.
You understand the data, no doubt.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's really what it's all about, is helping the business make informative decisions. You know, they have data all over the place like everybody else, and it's important and it's complex. And being able to bring that data together was really what I was focused on. And that's when I started to leverage, look at the different tools. 10 years ago was technology is evolving so fast, right? Yeah. So 10 years ago was a lot different than it is today, as you could imagine. It's a lot different a year ago than it is today.
Absolutely.
So, leveraging different tools across a lot of the Azure stack and the cloud to bring the data, integrate the data. And that was really just what my journey kind of started down that road.
So with like individual tools, I imagine, data factory, Synapse, things like that, I guess.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, exactly. So it was really just kind of learning the skill set, learning how to, bring that data together and helping folks kind of digest it in a meaningful way. And of course, the fun and sexy part is creating a dashboard and providing that back to the business so they can make those informative decisions. And then, fast forward to about 4 years ago now, I moved into the Microsoft role. Okay. And started to really help organizations understand, now layering AI on top of that, because it was about five, six years ago when AI really started to kick off, and looking at, now that you have your data unified together, how can you take it to the next level and, put AI on top of it and leverage AI for making those informative decisions and, just helping them scale.
Which brings us to today. Let's think about the fact that many organizations today have complex analytics environments, siloed data, multiple tools, visualization, integration, what have you, data sources, and platforms. From your perspective, when you were working with executives, what are some of the biggest challenges leaders face when trying to simplify and optimize, maybe rationalize that analytics architecture, Justin?
Yeah, so I like to break it up into a couple different, a couple different areas when we talk about these challenges that organizations and leaders run into when they're looking at simplifying their data and leveraging it for providing those meaningful insights. And, number one is going to be data's all over the place. Any organization you go to, they're going to have multiple data sources, multiple data sources. They're going to have even multiple ERP sources in some cases, especially if they're organizations that grow through acquisitions.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Post-merger integration.
Exactly. So there's the multiple data sources, on-prem, multi-cloud, legacy systems. The challenge that every organization faces with that is, how do you integrate that data? The CIO wants to be a chief information officer. They don't want to be a chief integration officer. So a lot of times they're trying to really focus on, what is the right tool to use, right? What is the right tool to integrate our data? And we know the technology exists. There's no, you know, everybody knows the technology exists, but it's, you know, there's so many different tools out there. What is the right one? What is the right one that can connect to these various dozens of different types of data sources? You know, what is the right tool from a skill set standpoint? You know, a lot of the organizations I work with, they don't have a huge IT team. They don't have a lot of resources and bandwidth. They have, you know, maybe a few folks that have their particular skill sets that work for them. And, you know, maybe they don't have the ability to just go start hiring folks.
Right.
So those are the type of challenges that we run into when we just start to kind of chip away at, you know, the more surface high level issues of that conversation.
Gotcha. So, and you know, that actually gels with what we hear from a lot of CIOs, right? That their role in the modern world is really about seeing the organizational impacts much more than being a chief integration officer, as you say. Interesting point. And a common goal, like if I start thinking about use cases, right, with the with integration and simplifying that analytics footprint, if you will, a common goal we hear from companies is their desire to create a full 360-degree view of their customers, operations, and supply chains, for example. How does bringing data together through platforms like Fabric or other platforms help organizations achieve that level of visibility into the way a company actually works?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So a lot of times when we talk about business insights, we immediately think about analytics. And when we think about analytics, most of the time, back to, you know, thinking about the, you know, just dashboards and reports. And that's how a lot of
visualization.
People, the visualizations. And that's how a lot of people, you know, that's when they think about analytics. That's what they, you know, first thing that comes to mind. But that's only a small component of analytics. True analytics end to end is, you know, it's the integration, right? It's the transformation, the storage layer. And then you can start to get into, you know, how you're going to visualize that data. So with tools like Fabric, you're able to bring all these different components together. You know, pre-Fabric. All in one place, exactly. Yeah. One, we'll say like almost single pane of glass.
Right.
So under the Fabric platform, you don't have to go and, you know, this was actually even back when I was doing, you know, the business analytics that I was doing prior to Microsoft, Fabric didn't exist. So I had to go say, okay, what is the right tool for ingesting the data?
For every step in the chain of integration and curation.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Exactly. What's the right tool for the ingestion? What's the right tool for the storage? What's the right tool for the transformation? And then the visualization. Fabric brings all those different steps together. And it allows organizations to solve that challenge of not having to go and, you know, purchase all these different tools, integrate them together, create a very complex architecture. And then also back to the skill set challenge, Fabric solves a lot of those challenges as well. Most organizations probably are familiar with SQL and that's what they're comfortable with. So when they do data transformations, they immediately want to go to SQL. But then you have your data engineers that are more comfortable, code heavy, you know, want to be able to, you know, create things like machine learning models. So then they can leverage Python, Spark, and those types of tools. So Fabric gives them the flexibility to do that and choose the right tool for the right job and not have to just rely on, you know, one person's individual skill set or one and one tool that can maybe only do part of the job.
Let me just draw you out on platforms in the sense of sometimes we hear about concepts of better together. Does Fabric play well with others in this way of seeing the world?
Yeah, so I get that question a lot. You know, I'll use an example. A lot of my customers are on Databricks. Databricks is a great, great analytics platform.
Right.
It allows for very, very optimized data ingestion and transformation. And then, you know, introduce Fabric and, you know, customers are like, whoa, you know, why would I be looking at Fabric when I'm already doing all these? I'm very mature in Databricks.
Yeah.
And I love that conversation. It's one of my favorite conversations to have because it is a story of better together. Don't plan, you know, you don't need to go and rebuild everything you're doing in Databricks. The idea is that Databricks is going to be probably more for your data engineers, going to be more for those folks that can go in and write, you know, write code and do data transformations through code. While Fabric can be an extension of a Databricks environment, and you can start to do the visualization, you can, you know, do a shortcut directly to a Databricks, to a Databricks storage layer, and get in, you know, near real time data replication to Fabric, and allow for fast reporting, allow for your business users to be able to go in there and create the dashboards they need to create off of the already curated semantic models that were created by the data engineers in Databricks. So,
right.
While you can do, you know, the things that you do in Databricks natively in Fabric, you can also bolt Fabric onto your already mature Databricks environment.
So it sounds to me like the better together concepts with Databricks and Fabric is about meeting the different constituencies, the different types of users, where they're at. For example, I guess citizen analysts, right, or citizen data scientists.
Exactly.
Can maybe a little bit more comfortable working in the Fabric ecosystem, for example, as I hear you.
Exactly. And that's really what it's about, is a lot of our customers, whether you're Databricks, whether you're leveraging, you know, a data warehouse, something like Snowflake, at the end of the day, Power BI is really where the visualization layer is going to come in, regardless of where your data is at or where
and
your data warehouse is.
Yep.
People are used to it. And that's what makes Fabric so appealing, is that it's inside of an environment that a lot of folks are already very, very comfortable with.
Very interesting. Once organizations, Justin, have their data platform or platforms and foundation in place, the next conversation often turns to AI. I imagine you see that as well. Where do you see organizations moving from simply, or how do you see organizations moving from simply collecting data to actually using AI to drive smarter decisions and new business value?
Yeah, and that's one of the really exciting things about, once you have your data unified and you have it in a true data foundation layer, you're then able to start to have that conversation of AI, because your questions that you're going to have that are going to be relative to AI. Think, for example, like natural language, right? You want to be able to give your business users the ability to go in and just use natural language, ask a question the same way you would type it into a search engine, and get a response. You know, and that's what you're able to do once you have that data unified into something like a Fabric OneLake. And putting that layer on top is super, super valuable for businesses. Again, back to my point that I made earlier, is that a lot of the organizations I work with, they don't have a huge IT team.
Mm-hmm.
So when, you know, the business needs an ad hoc report, you know, within, you know, a couple of days, or sometimes they're asking for it a little bit faster than that, it's a challenge for IT to respond to that from a bandwidth and resource perspective. So being able to empower the business users to go in and ask a question into a chat, and then get that response without needing to go and create a full dashboard is, that's priceless.
You're removing a bottleneck.
Exactly.
Interesting. Justin, you spend a lot of time working directly with leaders. When executives begin exploring AI and data platforms such as Fabric, what are the key questions they tend to ask first? What are their main concerns?
Yeah, so, you know, how to get started, right? It's like, where do we start? And that is, they want to see the business value, right? At the end of the day, if it's not increasing revenue or reducing costs,
why am I doing this?
Why am I doing it? Exactly. So where's the business value going to be at? And that's where I like to have kind of more of a challenging mindset and ask them, okay, you know, what are your pain points? Give me your three top pain points that you have, and let's kind of dive into those. And then we start there. Don't start with the solutioning. Don't start with the technology. I always like to start with, what are their business challenges? What are they trying to solve for?
I hear the business analyst, the early days business analyst coming out.
Well, I mean, that's how you get them to really, you know, to see the value, is, you know, being empathetic with what their challenges are, and then showing a roadmap on how to solve that challenge.
So it ain't about the technology, it's about the business conversation.
I don't have leaders that come into the conversations and just say immediately, tell me about Fabric.
Yeah.
Right. And if they do, I'd say, okay, yeah, let's talk about Fabric, but why do you want to talk about Fabric? What are you trying to solve for? You know, what is the why? And then we can dive deeper into, okay, because like I said earlier, we know the technology is there to solve these challenges, but I want to really understand what the challenge is first.
Out of curiosity, do you find that they have these well-defined in their minds when you start working with a company, or are you a big helper in terms of visioning the art of the possible, the future, et cetera?
Yeah, not always. A lot of times, you know, the customers that I'm working with, the leaders that I'm working with, you know, they know that there's a problem.
Yeah.
But defining that problem sometimes is half the battle.
Nailing it down.
Exactly. And that's where we have these conversations. And that's why when I talk to my customer, I don't introduce myself as, you know, someone that's just coming in here and trying to talk about, you know, products. I want them to understand I want to be more of a strategic partner.
Trusted advisor role.
Exactly. And then we can talk about, you know, like we can bring in our solution engineers and have, you know, architectural design sessions all day long. But we really got to start with understanding, okay, what, you know, what are we trying to solve for? So, that's kind of like the foundation of a lot of the ways I'm going into these conversations. So, but yeah, back to your point, no, they don't always know exactly there. So that's where, you know, we're able to lean into some of our, you know, some of our advisory specialists that we have, whether it's industry related, obviously technology related or whatever it may be, but even, you know, bringing in other customers that have gone through the same challenges and showing some of the best practices and, you know, how we've been able to help and solve their challenges that are very similar to what they're doing. Because very rare do I hear a problem that is completely unique, if ever.
Right. So I see where you're going. I think at Adastra, we find that many of our clients understand the importance of data and the potential of AI, including, for example, today, building workforces of agents to drive competitiveness. But they struggle to move with the how, to move from strategy to implementation.
Mm-hmm.
In your experience, what helps companies bridge that gap and start seeing those real business impacts fast?
Yeah, so what I always like to do, you know, during these conversations is ask my, you know, ask my leaders, my customers to think big, right? And start there. Think of the art of the possible.
Right.
If I put a magic wand in your hand today and said, hey, you could wave this magic wand and solve all the problems that you have, that's you think big, right? And thinking big really starts to get, you know, those creative juices flowing, starts to really allow them to understand.
Synapses firing and
yeah, exactly. Yeah, and have that conversation of what is truly the art of the possible. So now that we had that conversation of, you know, what they define as thinking big and what is that magic wand scenario for them, now we can say, okay, let's start small. So I'm going to draw like an imaginary line here. Imagine. So
you're visualizing.
Yeah, visualize. So thinking big.
Yeah.
But let's start small. Let's starting small means to me is like, you know, focus on something that's very narrow scoped, right? Like don't think that we're going to go and try to boil the ocean
and
solve world hunger. That's over here. That's the think big. But let's start small. Let's start somewhere that, you know, if we solve this one in particular problem, you'll start to see business value. And then like a POC pilot, right? Nothing that you have to necessarily, you know, build and throw away, but something that you can take as a pilot and then understand, okay, I see this business value. Now we can really start to scale fast in understanding, all right, we have the ability now to, we see the value, but now how can we scale that quickly? And that's where tools like Fabric and, you know, having advisors and technology advisors to come in and really help them scale fast is really where I see like a lot of business leaders, they have that challenge of, all right, we know we can do all these things, but how can we do that? And they think that they have to go in and just do it all as a big bang approach. And you don't have to do that. You shouldn't. I don't think that you should do that. I think that you should always think big, start small, scale fast.
The proverbial crawl, walk, run.
Mm-hmm.
Justin, we're just about out of time. So one last lightning round question, mm-hmm. looking for nuggets as we come to a close. So for leaders who might be listening to us today who are trying to modernize their analytics environment and prepare for AI, What advice, what nuggets of advice would you give them as they begin their journey?
I would say the first thing that I would do is don't become overwhelmed with all the different technologies that are out there. Don't start with thinking about the solutioning. Start with understanding, okay, what are your true pain points? And, you know, one of the things that I always have to, not always, but a lot of times remind my customers is like, I'm not coming in here and just throwing solutions at the wall and seeing what sticks. I want you to see me as a strategic partner, like on the business side. I want to talk about the business.
Mm-hmm.
So don't start with the solutions.
Thinking about which LLM do I use?
Exactly. We'll have that conversation later, but let's start with your business challenges. And that's the advice that I'd always start with anybody that's looking to start embarking down this journey.
Thank you, Justin. This has been a very insightful conversation. I really appreciate you taking the time. I'm taking away the value of meeting of data platforms in meeting organizations where they're at, their ability to sort of be a force multiplier, even for small IT teams, and the importance of a business focus. So thank you really for taking the time.
Thanks for having me.
I know it's been a busy week, so I'm glad you could join us.
Absolutely.
And to our audience, if you've enjoyed today's podcast, be sure to like and subscribe to this Adastra podcast series for more insights on getting results with data and AI. Until the next time, thanks for listening. And so long for now from FabCon 2026 in Atlanta.